Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you much, Mary, for traveling with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water, garden, and pond supply people, and my friend of long standing. Thank you, Mary, my announcer. We are joined right now as we go back to our phone lines. We have full lines pretty much. I'm not going to give the number right now. We're going to go to filling in for Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at Fort Worth Botanic Gardens, from the Botanic Gardens, Jay Higgins. Jay, happy Easter. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Happy Easter to you.
Yes, sir. You're going to talk about some things that are in bloom right now, and one of them is a historic rose to Texas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the second nice week for our Lady Banks climbing roses. They're a thornless rose that blooms once a year in the spring for a few weeks. Spectacular display of double yellow blooms, and they really look nice this year.
Yeah, and they're beautiful. It's a big, assertive plant, needs lots of room to grow, and folks, you'll not see black spot on it or mildew. It's just really good. It is not fragrant. It is thornless. It blooms heavily, so there's some pluses and minuses, but it's a wonderful landscape plant. I was out taking photos in my landscape yesterday of the rusty black haw viburnum. Apparently yours are looking nice too, huh?
They are. Yeah, the rusty black haw viburnums are a native small tree with large shrubs or a large shrub that gets about 15 feet tall. It does best in a little bit of shade and functions well as an understory tree. When it blooms, it's got 3 to 4 inch wide clusters of creamy white flowers, and very glossy green leaves.
Oh, they're brilliantly glossy in the spring. They're dark green and glossy in the summer, and they're beautiful shades of rust and red in the fall. And the little fruit that hang down are just beautiful. It's a lovely plant all year long. It's kind of like, now it does not look anything like the next plant I'm going to mention. In fact, I'll mention two plants that I would compare in growth habit to it, figs and vitex. These are not really trees, but they get called trees, and they're just basically big shrubs, and rusty black haw is usually that way. You'll rarely see it trained as a single trunk tree.
Sure.
Pretty plant, very pretty native plant. Then another viburnum, Birkwood viburnum. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Birkwood viburnum is a 6 to 8 foot tall shrub that's semi-evergreen. It too does well in dapple shade and in moist soil. We've got several of them blooming in our Four Seasons garden. They have wonderful white flowers, and they're very, very fragrant.
Viburnums are usually shade plants, folks, and so if you're looking for something in the shade, something a little bit different, viburnums would fill your bill, and Birkwood viburnum is one you'll occasionally see in nurseries. Not every nursery, but when you do see it, it's a lovely plant. What do you have coming up this next week?
Yeah, this next Saturday, Neil, we have our spring plant sale. It's indeed Saturday, April 6th. It will start at 9 a.m. and kind of wrap it up at 2 in the afternoon. We'll have a real good selection of annuals and perennials and shrubs and vines. And then they'll, if you want to contact some of the society members from African Violet Society, the Begonia Society, the Rose Society, they too will have vendors out there selling plants, and we'd love a nice turnout of people.
All right, and that's April the 6th from 9 until 2. There is a preview class on Tuesday, April 2nd from 7 o'clock on at 7 o'clock, and then a pre-sale Thursday, April 4, but you have to be a member of the Fort Worth Botanic Society, and that will be from 5 to 7, and that's where you get the best of the best.
Yeah, and that'll be the Thursday evening. Yeah.
That's right, and they do sell memberships on site. You save 10% on your purchases as a member. And now tell us where the sale will be within the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, Jay.
We do it in our grove area, which is kind of the south end of the garden, kind of behind the Japanese garden.
Do we park in
lot.
The Japanese garden parking lot then? Is that the prime place to park?
Well, the prime place to park will be off of our weekend lot, right, which is on the I-30 access road.
All right, and that's okay. So you go beyond the university. What do you do? Exit? You tell me.
You'll want to exit university and okay, then head, I guess, west towards Montgomery, and we'll have lots of signs out there.
So just get on the westbound access road from university and then look for the signs, and before you get to Montgomery. If you get to Montgomery, you got to circle around and do the thing again.
That's right. That's
I got it. I'm tuned in. All right. And you know what? The good news is all of this information is at fwbg.org, the Fort Worth Botanic Garden website, fwbg.org. Mm-hmm. What's the 24-hour information number, Jay?
It's area code 817-871-7686.
All right. And how do they find you?
We are just north of Interstate I-30 on University Drive. And we're right across the street from Trinity Park.
I think with all that description we gave of how to get into the off parking lot there, I think we pretty well identified where you are. Jay, I appreciate you. I hope you have a happy Easter.
Thanks again, Neil.
Thank you. Jay Higgins from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. I take a deep breath as I do this ad. My most sincere thanks go to Dr. Jeff Taylor, Dr. Carl Sibarowski, Dr. Nelson Littrell, and Dr. Francisco Delgado from Baylor Plano. Dr. Delgado no longer practices in the Metroplex. He is in Indianapolis, and I found him. I went on a search, and I found him. These four doctors identified our daughter's very nearly fatal disease, infection, 8 years ago, the flesh-eating bacterium Streptococcus pyogenes strain A. They knew what to do, and they saved her life. She quit breathing 4.5 minutes on that Tuesday morning, and they saved her life, and she is going to be with our family this afternoon, and we are immensely grateful to Baylor Plano. How can you say anything more? 8 years ago, some of you have listened to me for a long time, and I know you will think it's hard to believe that it's been that long. My thanks to them. That is a special call out that comes at my expense. It's not a part of their ad. It's just a part of my gratitude. Happy Easter, and thanks for letting us have a lot more, and thanks for letting us have a mother for our grandsons Sam and Alex, and for little Joseph, who has been born subsequently. He wouldn't be a part of our lives if it had not been for those four doctors and the incredible nursing team and all the support team at Baylor Plano. I think of Nurse Lynn. I don't know Lynn's last name. I think of her in particular. She was our daughter's real advocate. From that, please forgive me, but I'm going to start the actual ad right now for Baylor Plano, because this is about a facility within the Baylor Plano system that I'd learned about while we were there those 17 days. It's the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano, as we found out while we were there, people were coming from all over America, all over the world, for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the nation. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team will provide a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. Then they'll determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, northeast corner of George Bush Turnpike and Preston Road. If you want more information, go to BaylorHealth.com that's going to be the Facebook page. I won't get into all that. It's just the BaylorScoliosisCenter.com. The BaylorScoliosisCenter.com. The toll-free number is 888-781-5558. The Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. And we're ready to go back to our phone lines now. Let's go to David in Alvarado. David, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I've got about a third of an acre that is my house is on, and we live in a small community called Blue Water Oaks, and the oaks are for real. I just have shade to partly shade over every square inch of my land, and the grass that was there just is getting worse since I moved in. I've got soil erosion going on. What is my best bet? Should I try going for maybe a woodsy look and try to mulch just my yard, or should, is there a grass that would be good for my situation? What do you recommend?
All right. Most common question I'm asked, very honestly, of all questions, this is the one that comes up most often, because as I was asked it yesterday twice by friends, as landscapes develop, trees get bigger, shade gets heavier, grass thins and dies. I want to give you the short form answer because I have I have more important things I need to tell you about that will be a better solution for you. All of our grasses need at least 5 or 6 hours of sunlight or more to survive. St. Augustine is our most shade tolerant grass. If you have tried it and it has failed because of the shade, then thinning the trees would be ultimately temporary, just months of help, because they'll grow right back in and fill in. Removing lower branches on a live oak would be ultimately temporary, because live oaks tend to drape like umbrellas anyway, and so you're not going to get more light beneath those trees. I see so many people, and I get frustrated because I watch people get frustrated. I mentioned 3-year-old grandson Joseph, who gets frustrated playing games that are intended for 8-year-old children. Uh-huh. And you say, don't frustrate yourself. In fact, he now says, I didn't get frustrated. and in this case, I see people frustrating themselves by planting grass on hope, when people say, oh, this is going to grow in shadows. This is going to grow there, and it won't. Okay, so to that point, unless you have 5 or 6 hours of sunlight, just go to something that is more shade tolerant. Love the trees, put in something more shade tolerant. What I have used in my pecan forest at our home is about 1/2 acre of mondo grass, monkey grass. I couldn't afford that much at one time, but I planted 2,000 or 3,000 square feet, and within a year I had enough that I could dig and do 1/4 acre. I mean, it spreads well. Regular mondo grass, lily turf, ophiopogon, monkey grass, all four plants, all four names are the same plant. And, and David, it makes a nice grass-like ground cover. It's 6 or 7 inches tall. You don't really walk on it. You can walk through it. If you have to go get a beach ball, it's not going to hurt it to walk in it. If you need to blow leaves out of it, you can walk through it to do that, and it won't hurt it. You don't have to mow it. In fact, the only time I've ever mowed any of mine is after the ice storm 2 years ago, when it turned brown and I mowed it back, it came right back up again, and that was only one bed. It wasn't all of it. So that would be my recommendation, or else go to shrubs such as, there are lots of good shrubs. Hollies will tolerate shade well, so will Akuba, Fatsia, oak leaf hydrangea. Then the viburnums that we were talking to Jay Higgins about, those are all shrubs of varying heights that will do well. You know, it's as I told somebody the other day, shade is not a roadblock. It's an opportunity to try new things. We just have to reset our sights.
Fantastic. Well, Neil, thank you so much for those suggestions. I really appreciate it.
I have a lot of that on my website at neilsperry.com in the most asked questions. I have a lot more on Facebook at Neil Sperry in my notes. I've put a lot of long notes in there about how, if you'll click on the word notes, you'll see coping with shade, plants that will grow in the shade, things like that.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. All right, we'll come back to Brent and Weatherford in just a moment, and then I have others behind you. Philip and St. Joe, I want to talk to you. I hope you will stay with me about your arborvitae. I'm very curious about something. Get a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, along with a copy of all four. We've never done this offer before. It is becoming the best offer we have ever put on for my magazine. We publish our magazine, have been doing so for 27 years. It has won national awards as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Gardening needs to be a regional topic. What you know about gardening in North Texas does not help you one bit in Iowa, not much anyway, or in Oregon or whatever. That's why our magazine is of help. Every word of it is written just for Texas by the finest garden writers in Texas. You get a 1-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine with this offer, along with all four of the extremely informative posters that we have prepared in the last few years. 100 Best Landscape Plants for Texas is the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for the Lone Star State. It gives you all the parameters of choosing. It's a big chart telling you how tall and how wide they grow, what their growth form is, where they're they're best adapted. All the other things. 100 best annual flowers. How tall, how wide, sun or shade. What colors do they come in? What months are they colorful? 120 best perennials. And crepe myrtles, all of the varieties. Each is a 15 by 30 inch poster or chart. Each is about like getting a book, all reduced to one big sheet. They're beautiful posters, and you will just be very happy that you took us up on this offer. Posters normally $10 each and $2 postage. We've sold thousands at that price. You get all four posters, the $48 value, plus a $23.95 subscription to our magazine, $71.95 value until 11 o'clock today. You get all of that for $34 and $3 postage. You need to call. You must call before 11.00 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Spring is a time you need to watch for foundation problems. You need to call the best in the business. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and my call was to Advanced Foundation Repair. They're leaders in their industry. The home inspection is thorough and it's free. Their repairs, if needed, are guaranteed for the lifetime of your house, transferable owner to owner. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Online, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
The Encore Electric Service Delivery people invite you to know before you grow. Be very conscious of how tall and how wide a tree will grow before you plant it. And then if you end up with a tree that is anywhere near power lines, or you're going to do any kind of construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of the power lines, you need to be calling Encore. They have a toll-free number set aside for that. It's 888-313-6862. That's 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done to complete your project safely. Before you go digging or pruning or anything that will bring you within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore. 888-313-6862. If you're out there working in your landscape and you see power lines that are being touched by branches and there's sparking or smoke or fire, you need to call 911. That becomes an emergency. When you see smoke or fire, 911. Before you're digging, you need to call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging, especially if you're trenching or doing any kind of digging to plant trees or put in a garden pool or whatever. If you have any feeling that there might be power through that area, call Encore at 811 and they'll help you. Go to Encore.com for more information, O-N-C-O-R.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
I would like to have been in the studio. North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. Their phone number is 214-363-5316. And yes, they're open today. By the way, the website is always a great source of information. NHG.com, North Haven Gardens, NHG.com. This week is your last chance to beat the heat. Get your tomato transplants in the ground. North Haven has specialty quartz and 4-inch transplants available. They have seed or transplant warm season vegetables, including flying saucer squash, burgundy beans, Gretel white eggplant, both edible and ornamental. Next Saturday, April 6, from 12:30 until 4:30, Leslie Halleck of Halleck Horticultural will conduct a special workshop, Cultivate Your Urban Backyard Farm. Learn to grow vegetables, keep backyard chickens and bees, harvest rainwater, and much more. The cost of registration fee is $30. You must register to attend. If you would like to register, call that number I gave you. I don't know if they're open yet. I think they may open at 10. Not sure. I'm on the air. 214-363-5316. Just make note of that number. 214-363-5316. 7700 North Haven Road, where they've been since 1951. One of the premier garden centers in the entire southern United States. It's North Haven Gardens. One block west of Central, between Hillcrest and Central. 214-363-5316. NHG.com. It's North Haven Gardens. Brandon Weatherford, this is Neil. Good morning, welcome, and thanks for waiting.
Well, Neil, guess what I used yesterday afternoon to pot all my plants?
I don't know.
What you told me to put into the ground.
Oh, my.
I used the Miracle-Gro. It's great stuff. It all looks good. I mixed it kind of 50-50 with everything that was in there. So what's the problem I've created for myself?
Well, for whatever their reason, they are wanting you not to put it in containers. Now, I think what they're not wanting you to do is put it in there as a straight potting soil, because there certainly they have in their line, and other lines also have good potting soils that are intended for use in containers. So from that standpoint, I don't know what to tell you. They've done the research and they've seen it. But if you mixed it half and half with, what did you have in there before, a regular potting soil left over from last year?
Yeah, that and sand. I live at the lake, and I use sand. I use some black cow stuff too.
Okay, sounds like you really did a mix. If you put all of those ingredients in, it's not like you just poured it out of the bag and planted in it. That's what they don't want you to do.
Okay.
I would think you would be okay. I have my own personal preferences as to potting soils and having a lightweight potting soil that has just a kind of a different blend, and I think they have that same kind of a direction to their desires, which is why they have the two products. This is actually intended to use in existing soil, but it sounds to me like you amended it very heavily. I would hope that it would be all right for you. I don't think it's too late to unpot, repot, and use that in the garden if you wanted to, but I don't know. I can't tell you. I could tell you in a heartbeat if I could feel it and look at it. That's the thing. You learn as a gardener. You learn what a good potting soil feels like and looks like. But I can't do either of those here on the phone call, sadly. So anyway, I wish you well. Just keep things well nourished and moist, and you should be good to go. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Philip in St. Joe. Philip, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I probably should have gone to a break. I'm going to help you. I think I can help you fairly quickly. What's going on?
Okay, I just planted this evergreen green giant tree.
Okay.
No,
I'm familiar with. Yeah, it's arborvitae, green giant.
Arborvitae, right?
Yeah, you bet.
So, how often should I water and fertilize it?
All right. Okay, I'm going to be very candid in my answer, Philip. I'll tell you exactly what I would have told you had you asked me before you bought it. That is a plant that has extreme challenge with our heat. And most people who have them, Neil included several years ago, I have a hard time getting it through the summer. You need to keep it moist at all times. You don't want to ever let it get dry. You need to watch out for spider mites that might move onto it. They can cause it to start to turn tan. And they're so tiny you don't really see them until you thump it over a sheet of white paper and look at the specks that fly off. It also is very susceptible to bagworms. But generally, that particular variety doesn't live long enough in our heat to have any of those other problems. I took mine out after about 8 months, and I said, you know what, I'm going to listen, because I bought it the first year it was available. I said, I'm going to listen and see what other people tell me, and I have had so many people tell me that they've had trouble with that plant. Yeah. It's generally most commonly sold in some of the big national chains, and it's bought at a national level, not bought locally, and so If it were my plant and somebody told me that, I'd be digging it up, putting it in the pot, and trying to get my money back for it, because I don't think it's going to be very well adapted for you. That said, the moisture and watching out for those problems would be how you would take care of it.
Well, one of the branches has already turned yellow.
Well, That's the best advice I have, what I've given you.
Well, what about that Alaskan evergreen? Is that any better?
I missed one word of it. What evergreen?
It's called Alaskan.
Alaskan evergreen?
Yes.
I have, Philip, I don't know a plant by that name. Perhaps it's because we're kind of far from Alaska. I would, if you want an evergreen in our area, I'll tell you the ones that are so well adapted, and they'd be beautiful in St. Joe. I've been to St. Joe, and I've been up at Illinois Bend to get acorns off Chinquapin Oaks. I know your area. It can get very hot. It can get very cold. The best evergreen for you to use is the one that is native in Cook County, just to your east, and probably in part of your in Gainesville, just to your east, and probably around St. Joe, and that's Eastern Red Cedar Juniper. That one is well adapted. It's beautiful. It will grow well. It would be a good windbreak. It's a lovely evergreen. Arizona Cypress would be another one that you should consider. Those are probably the only two evergreens that I would recommend to you. And there's some beautiful types of Arizona cypress that have a very blue color to them. So one or the other of those, but I would sure stay away from that particular arborvitae. There are arborvitaes that are not related to that one that do pretty well for us, but you don't see them. You see this one. That's the best I have, Phil.
Evergreen call.
The two that I mentioned are Eastern Red Cedar Juniper. That's one plant, the long name, but Eastern Red Cedar Juniper, and then Arizona Cypress.
Okay, sir. I appreciate it.
I am glad you called. Have a great Easter. Thank you for the call. All right, we're going out. I'm a little behind, and to Jerry, I'm so sorry. I didn't to traffic. I didn't mean to do that. Let me tell you right now about Culligan. Culligan Man. Hey, Culligan Man. I'll give you the phone number where you can call. Hey, Culligan Man. That Culligan name has been around for 75 years, and for 25, it's cool. One-third of the company's existence, they've been our source of drinking water in our home and at my magazine office. 25 years, we've been very happy customers of Culligan, and I want to encourage you to give them a try. They have all kinds of service. We have their bottled water. We get their bottled water delivered to our home, and it is always totally predictable and wonderful. And it's really kind of interesting to watch the kids and grandkids favor that over all the other options in the house. Now, common home water problems are hard water spots and scale, iron and acid staining, low pH, chlorine, bad taste and odor. No, you don't want those things, and no, you're not going to have those things if you call your Culligan Man. 855 Hey Culligan Man. And that involves some spelling, and so let me just give you the numbers. 855-439-2855. That's 855-439-2855. You'll get a local representative, but they have that toll-free number. You can go to their website at culligantexas.com. Fill out a form to get you started on your free home water analysis. They have drinking water systems, water softeners, total home systems, and water filtration systems. Right now, Culligan offers $6.95 a month for the first 3 months of water treatment system or home drinking water system for the whole house. For more information, go to CulliganTexas.com or call 855-439-2855, CulliganTexas.com.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Can't reach the top with your sprayer? Bonide has the answer. B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide Tree and Shrub Insect Control. It kills tree and shrub damaging pests from the inside out. One easy application will kill almost all. An early spring application right now prevents insect infestations for up to one full year. There's no spraying, no ladders, no mess. Just mix it as directed using a bucket or a watering can. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed through the roots. It'll travel through the entire plant. It won't wash off. It's available in quart and gallon size concentrates. Bone-eyed annual tree and shrub insect control can be found at Lakewood Ace Hardware in Dallas, Northeast Texas Co-op in Canton, and Strong's Nursery in Carrollton. Visit Bone-eyed.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bone-eyed Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. That's Bone-eyed Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Right now, it's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Here's Jerry Overton.
Good morning again, Neil. 62 degrees at 9:30. A Kaufman County crime gaining national attention. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic, and we'll start with the Weather in Touch forecast. Still have a slight chance we might see a shower or thunderstorm pop up, but the main severe weather is well off to our east now. Look for the high today to be around 75. Cloudy and cooler tonight with a low of 55, sunny and 80 tomorrow. It is 62 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
On I-35E northbound at Illinois Avenue, a wreck blocks the right lanes with delays from Saner Avenue. And in Fort Worth on Highway 360 southbound at Trinity Boulevard, earlier collision has been moved to the shoulder. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
Well, the investigation continuing into the murders of the district attorney from Kaufman County and his wife, and the story is drawing national attention. On CNN's State of the Union this morning, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina says he'd like to see more protection for prosecutors.
Obviously, this is some criminal enterprise coming after people who enforce the law. And yes, anything the local community can do to make life safer for those who carry out the law on our behalf, count me in.
Bodies of Mike McClellan and his wife Cynthia found at their home last night. And gun control activist Mark Kelly says a proposed national gun background bill under discussion in the Senate should include better access to mental health records. That, he says, could prevent psychologically disturbed people from obtaining guns. Kelly is the husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in January of 2011. Again, the high today, 75. It's 62 degrees. The WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. I want to tell you about Sunburst Shutters right now. In the on chance, not the off chance, but the on chance that you're thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. Plantation-style refers to the 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5-inch louver widths. That's the sizes that they choose. But it's the larger louvers. You know, when you open those, the neat thing is you see through them, you have a big gap between the louvers, and so you have fewer lines in the window. The little old shutters like we replaced, we actually had fabric in some of our shutters, and that was looking kind of 1970s. And boy, when you have Sunburst Shutters come in, it's like a major remodel done very quickly and efficiently and perfectly. These people are ultimate pros. Now, the polywood from which they make most of their shutters, 95-96% of their shutters, is completely synthetic, contains no natural wood. It's solid, same classic look as wood with many of the benefits. You bet it does. And it's warp-proof, crack-proof, waterproof, and termite-proof, easy to clean, environmentally friendly. A lifetime warranty qualifies as a green product. It's highly energy efficient, and it's beautiful. Sunburst Shutters, that's their product, Polywood. Sunburst Shutters. Polywood Shutters are available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. They will come to your home. They have a showroom. It's a part of their manufacturing plant. You're welcome to go there. They'll give you directions. But the better way is to have them come to your house, measure the windows, bring samples, hold them in the window so you can see what they'll look like. 214-343-2600. We are very happy customers of Sunburst Shutters. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Good sprinkler irrigation will make a huge difference in your water bill. It will make a huge difference in the quality and survival of your landscape through a hot Texas summer. Yes, a good sprinkler system let's even rephrase that. The top quality sprinkler system will save you a lot of money. And Bill Jensen at Norway Irrigation knows exactly how to do that. If you want to have a sprinkler system installation or a redo of an existing system, Norway Irrigation can do that for you. And of course, they do service work as well. I've known Bill for 43 years now, and I've come to appreciate him for the ultimate in quality in everything he does. Norway Irrigation was founded 30 years ago. They have served all the Dallas-Fort Worth and North Texas area faithfully during that time. Thousands of happy customers, and I am one. Norway Irrigation, a long history of working with architects, designers, homeowners, and landscape companies on all sizes of projects, large and small. Call Norway Irrigation for all of your irrigation needs. They use the best in equipment. They are the best. 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, norwayirrigation.com. 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary, very much. We go back to the phone lines to Alma in Flower Mound. Alma, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello? Alma.
Hello?
Alma. Yeah, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello, Neil. Happy Resurrection Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you.
I'm a new organic gardener, and my question is, are there any vegetables that are perennial, the comebacks, or once they're harvested, do I pull up the root? Or?
Well, I'd have to think through all the vegetables. I don't know that once you harvest once on a lot of vegetables, are they through? You know, for example, the answer to your question about perennial vegetables, the one that comes to mind, of course, is asparagus. Most vegetables, 95% of them, 98% of them, will be annuals. They'll either be cool weather annuals or they'll be warm weather summer annual vegetables. But, you know, with beans, for example, you get two or 3 weeks worth of good harvest out of green beans, and then the plants might as well be pulled out because they will have lost their vigor. Tomatoes will give you 6 or 8 weeks of production, and then by then you get to midsummer and you need to replant with new tomato transplants for fall crop. Lettuce, you cut once and it's gone. Which is why you have 2 or 3 varieties of lettuce coming along, so you have a continued harvest. So it's crop by crop. I you know, it's kind of hard to do a home vegetable garden course here on there, but it'll depend on the crop you're growing. Yeah, I'll tell you how you will find out a lot of good information, and that would go to Aggie Horticulture, and then just enter the vegetable name, squash, Aggie Horticulture Squash, and that'll take you to the Texas A&M Horticulture website, and you will see a fact sheet on growing squash or a fact sheet on growing cucumbers or tomatoes or whatever. They have fact sheets for each one of them online.
Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Let me go to Harry in Dallas. Harry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Good question. I went to buy a cornmeal because I used the lava sand and the dry molasses and everything, but I got corn gluten meal on accident. And I blended it all in. I realized about halfway through the bag that I had the wrong stuff. Now, will that harm my vegetable garden?
I really don't know. Those are products. All of the ones you mentioned are ones that I don't necessarily endorse. I don't mean endorse commercially. I just mean endorse emotionally. I don't use and don't recommend. And corn gluten meal's claim is that it is a pre-emergent weed killer, but all of the documentation from the land-grant universities, even including the one that has the patent on it, will tell you that it is a very limited life expectancy and in many cases will not be effective. So I would think if you're using it in the soil, I don't know. I wouldn't think it would be a problem.
I try to use cornmeal, lava sand.
I heard the whole list. This is a list that I just run from. I heard all that. I heard it.
I just went because that's what I got off your website.
No, sir. Not off mine.
Sorry. I thought it was.
No, not neilsperry.com. You will only see comments that those do not necessarily do what they claim to do, that there are very limited instructions on them. I will not accept them as sponsoring products and do not recommend them.
I'm terribly sorry. I must have mixed up my website.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm glad you're there. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Harry. Let's go to Gail in McKinney. Gail, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I have a crabapple tree in the backyard. It's been beautiful. It's been in for 17 years. Suddenly, we have a very large branch that comes off of the main trunk that doesn't seem to be flowering out at all this year or doing anything. And I was wondering, how long do crabapples live?
Well, let me give you a couple of answers and tell you that when we finish the conversation, you say, well, he didn't know any more than I did. And that's okay. You can quote me on that one. What I will tell you is that crabapples here have two major problems in our in the North Texas area. In fact, as you may or may not know, I live outside McKinney. My wife is on the school board in McKinney. We live in the district, but not in the city.
Right.
And I brought 10 crabapples home years ago, 30 years ago, in 5-gallon containers, set them along the driveway, 10 of them, and was so excited to plant them. And before I got them planted, they developed the most awful, measly-looking speckles all over their leaves. And what I realized was that was the alternate host of cedar apple rust. I have red cedars all through our property, and that disease goes back and forth between them. That's not what you have, but that caused mine to be ruined. I just threw them away. I couldn't take them back, and I couldn't plant them. I didn't want that every year, so they were just a bad investment. I didn't even think about that. I've known about that disease since I was a child. It has to have both trees, an apple or an apple relative, and red cedars to survive. It has part of its life on one, part on the other. Okay, so that's, and I might add really quickly that on the trunks of my eastern red cedars after yesterday's rain, I have layers of cedar apple rust forming. They're just rust looking, looks like rusty jello. Gail, the other thing that shortens the life expectancy of crab apples is cotton root rot. Cotton root rot is horrible, and they are the number one host plant, they in pairs, for cotton root rot, but it does not attack apples like apple trees like you're describing. It gets the whole tree at one time. The fact that your tree has lived that long, you've apparently not had cotton root rot in the general area because you didn't tell me, well, these other six plants died, and now this thing is going downhill. So I'm going to be optimistic that maybe this is just a branch that has some kind of problem. Trim it off, and maybe the tree will live a long time beyond. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. They just are not. The average life expectancy of a crab apple in North Texas, I would say, would be 5 to 10 years because these other things take them out before then.
Wow.
The fact that yours has survived that long is probably going to be fine for a long time longer.
Well, it's been beautiful for all these years.
Aren't they pretty? They are beautiful.
We only have had the one in the backyard for all these years, and it's quite large, and it's been beautiful, and we've just been shocked that this year this very large branch just doesn't seem to have anything.
Well,
so,
trees will do that, and I would look on the trunk to see if there's any evidence of some kind of decay above or below that branch that might have gotten into that branch or any other kind of problem. This is a very good time to call a certified arborist in to take a look and see if they can figure what the problem might be.
Okay, and if you have time, I have one other quick one.
Well, it need to be really quick. I'm way behind.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a hornet that seems to like our coral bells, and we don't know how to get rid of it, but when it seems to either go in and lay eggs or do whatever, it wants to kill a couple of my little coral bells.
And you're talking about burrowing in the soil?
Yes.
And how big is this thing, and when are you seeing it?
It appears to be about the same size as like a bumblebee.
All right, that's a cicada killer. That's a beneficial insect, although it's not necessarily your friend when it comes to killing perennials. I guess there are insecticide drenches you could put down the area where it's burrowing, but that is such a beneficial insect that I really hate to go out and kill them. I don't know what to suggest to you. You might try a roll type mulch around the coral bells before it arrives, maybe something like that. Gail, I've got to run. I'm going to run out of time for my hour.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question to call back when we have a little more time. Folks, give me a buzz right now. That number, and I have all lines open, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Here is the offer we have for you from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and this offer we will hold until 11:00 today. We're going to close our office at that point on Easter Sunday, and I would ask that you respect that and call right away. It's all four of our highly informative posters. The poster titles include 100 Best Landscape Plants for Texas. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. 100 Best Annual Flowers for Texas. That's the best of the cool season and warm season annuals, the best of the foliage annuals, best of wildflowers, and how to grow them. These are big charts telling you all the details of each one of these. So for example, with the best annual flowers, how tall does that particular one grow? How wide? In other words, how far apart do you plant them? What colors does it come in so you can plan a color scheme? And when will it bloom so you can plan a color scheme? Those are all important things. You're trying to get ready for a wedding in June and you see that snapdragons quit blooming by the 1st of May? Well, don't think I'll use those, and so forth. It's very useful. 120 best perennials and all of the crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details, even including the year it was introduced. That doesn't matter to you probably, but the mature height surely does. And what are the best 35 or 40 crepe myrtle varieties? All of that information. Posters normally $10 each and $2 postage. You get all four posters, normally a $48 value. You get them all for $34, and we will include a subscription to Neil Sperry Gardens Magazine, normally would be $23.95. Add it together, it's a $71.95 value, and you pay only $34 and $3 postage. Satisfaction guaranteed, but you must call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Black cow, the mature manure.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the Mature Manure, Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Rubel's Plants is ready for the warmth of spring. Plants are blooming everywhere, and Rubel's Plant Farm kept most of the plants warm and beautiful during the freezing temperatures of last week. They're all ready to plant, and all four Rubel's locations, including their newest store, Rubel's Rosemead, are ready for you. Bring back all your old Color Star jars for discounted refills. It keeps the jars out of the landfill and the plants blooming. Rubel's Landscape Division can deliver and plant all your new plants. The schedule fills up fast, so don't wait until the last minute. Go to Rubel's.com for more information. All locations are open every day of the year from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Market, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, 214-324-4800. Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, 469-248-2796. And Rosemead, 3646 Rosemead Parkway, 972-306-2899. Go to Rubles.com for specials, events, and announcements. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
Those are beautiful places, beautiful places. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns in ready-to-use and concentrate forms. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns has a new look and a revolutionary new applicator. Whether you have a few weeds or a lawn full, try Ortho Weed Be Gone Max for Southern Lawns. The gallon-sized, ready-to-use bottle comes with a comfort wand that's battery-driven. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. It's the ideal liquid herbicide for spot-treating individual weeds. It kills major broadleaf broadleafed weeds with results in hours. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max kills the root of the weed and it's rainproof in 1 hour. It can be used only on home lawns such as perennial ryegrass, not going to have that, common and hybrid Bermuda grass, Zoysia, and St. Augustine grass. Concentrate treats 5,300 to 10,600 square feet. That's a quarter of an acre on that concentrate. You use a tank sprayer or an Ortho dial-in spray, hose-in sprayer. Both products are available everywhere across the state of Texas. Ortho Weed Be Gone Max kills weeds, not lawns. Ortho.com. Charles in Marlin is up next. Charles, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Easter to
happy
you.
Happy Easter, Charles. Thanks for the call.
Neil, I've got a section about 40 feet long, not very wide, foot and a half, conjunction to my garage, which gets a lot of heat in the summer, what faces west. I've got cactus planted there now. They're doing well, of course, but I just wanted to add a little color to it. Is there anything common that I can put in there that would take the heat?
And has to stay a foot wide. Is going to be a problem. Is there a driveway alongside it, or walk, or
a
what?
A walkway.
All right. The foot wide is the bigger challenge. Trailing lantana would be wonderful, but it'll spill onto the walkway. It would stand the heat. Your best bets, there are two, would be either moss rose or hybrid purslane. I would be tempted to try to break some of that heat on the side wall of the house instead to put a trellis up. And maybe put some kind of a climbing rose like Lady Banksia. It's a long wall, 40-foot wall. And so if you had maybe a 2x2-inch trellis that stood out a few inches from the wall, maybe anchor it back to the garage, you could have Lady Banksia and just train it flat on that, and it would be beautiful. It'd probably overpower your cacti that you have, so you might have to move them. But that would give you some protection from the sun in the summer.
That worked well. I had, as a matter of fact, I had two honeysuckles that were on trellises. Mm-hmm. But if in a previous call, my problem with that was they were real green and lush on the top, but real rooty or sticky on the bottom.
Well, you can cut, if it were honeysuckle, you cut it clear back to the ground, let it come back.
Which I did, and they are coming back really well. But so you think that would be probably the better deal?
Well, it would give you some cooling to the garage that you won't get with flowers along the edge. Any flower that you put in there is going to have to be short and narrow.
Right.
And so the list is extremely short and narrow. And that doesn't do anything for the next 7.5 feet up the side wall of the building.
Right.
So it's your choice, but hybrid purslane and especially moss rose would be the ones that are heat tolerant. And if you wait until June and if the bed drains well, Cora periwinkles would do well for you. They're disease resistant. Charles, I must run. I appreciate your call. Wayne and Garland, stay with me. We'll be back after the news.